My name is John Erling. Today's date is September 29th, 2011. Ed, if you will, please state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age.
My name is Edward Dumit. Middle name is Salim, S-A-L-I-M, which was my father's name. I was born August 14th, 1929, at St. John's Hospital in Tulsa. My present age is 82.
We are recording this here in my home in Tulsa. Ed, let's start talking about your family. Do you have any recollection of your grandparents?
My grandparents were all in Syria, where my parents were born, and never came to this country. All I know about my mother's father is that he was the keeper of the vineyards in Tripoli, but it's not the famous Tripoli in Libya. And in Arabic, it's Trablos, T-R-O-B-L-O-S. But oddly enough, nothing much more was told me about mother's parents. On the other hand, my father was growing up at the Presbyterian Mission School in Antioch, Syria, which was at that time partly under the Turks. I suspect that my father came to this country when he did because the Turks were about to conscript him into the Turkish army, which of course would be definitely Muslim. My family for generations and generations has been Christian. So Dad came to this country in 1908 or 7. Mother came about the same time to join her brother, who had come in 1898 to find a better life here. I have pictures of my dad's parents. His father was a minister and teacher, and then Dad also taught in that same mission school. He taught in the girls' school because the sexes were separated. And as a result, since he was single, he was not allowed to have a housekeeper, so he became very domestic out of necessity. While mother, in the meantime, had come when she was 13 years old to this country to be with her brother, and they were immediately going door to door selling fancy linens out of suitcases. In those days, there were not many shops that carried imported tablecloths and handkerchiefs and so on. Most of the wealthier people were accustomed to buying from the peddler who came to the door. They did much of that in the Great Lakes area because there were so many resort spots there. So mother never grew up to learn how to cook or do many other domestic things. And as a result, when mother and dad married, he immediately became responsible for the food. Mother simply cleaned the house because they were working from 8 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock at night, 6 days a week, at the store that mother and her brother had set up. And I suppose I need to clarify how it is that mother's maiden name was Dumit. Mother's name was Anissa, A-N-I-S-A, Dumit. There was never any reference to a middle name.
And that was her maiden name.
That was her maiden name, and that confused people here in Tulsa because mother and her brother, Elias Dumit, E-L-I-A-S, came to Tulsa in 1912 after spending a few years going door to door. Immediately when they got here, they joined the First Presbyterian Church, and my father didn't arrive on the scene for 12 more years, so everyone then became confused at the church as to who my father was, because all those first years I was growing up, I was sitting on that front pew at First Presbyterian with uncle and mother. But father, who was the most religious of all, most spiritual, preferred to do his own devotions at home. So people at church just assumed that uncle was my father. It was not a case of cousins marrying. These were two different Dumit families, one in Tripoli, the other one in Antioch. And they didn't know each other before they came to this country.
So they were both legally Dumit and were destined to be together.
Their citizenship papers for both of them were in 1908 or 1907. Since mother and her brother kept moving across the country and ended up in Butte, Montana, a mining town, and didn't get to Tulsa until 1912, this indicates that next year it'll be 100 years that my family will have been in Tulsa. When mother and her brother came, the population was about 20,000. But just as at Butte, Montana, Uncle had noted that there was a gold rush going on, and that might be a good place to be, he soon decided they didn't want to live that far north. So he left mother, who was only 18 years old at the time, to take care of the shop they had set up in Butte, while he took a train down south. He discovered Tulsa, Oklahoma, wired mother to close up the shop and come on down to Tulsa, which she had probably never heard of, because that's where they were going to settle. Tulsa's oil boom was the big attraction. And during the 1920s, they sold oriental rugs to most of the people settling the
Maple Ridge?
Yeah, that neighborhood, that grand neighborhood. All the oil men were furnishing their homes with oriental rugs. The store that mother and uncle set up was E&A Dumit for Uncle Elias and Mother Anisa's name. When Dad was invited to come down from Kansas City in 1924 and became the third partner in January of 1924, the name was changed to Dumit's Rugs and Linens. We, in the front half of the store, sold fancy linens from Madeira, Portugal, and mostly from China. We also had lamps, quite beautiful lamps. For some reason, they also carried at that time kimonos, which were very popular for the ladies as bathrobes, and then oil paintings, fancy vases, lots of cloisonné and cinnabar from India and other places in the South Pacific area. Then the back two-thirds of the store was filled with stacks of beautiful oriental rugs. Uncle and my father, Salim, would lift the rugs off the pile to the ones that the customers were most interested in and take them to an open area so the customers could examine them more carefully. You had some customers who would look at two or three and immediately make a decision, and others who would stay for hours with practically every rug in the store being shown. So my father developed quite a few muscles and was very good at moving rugs around. Uncle was the front man. His name was Elias. In Arabic, it was Elias.
Where was Dumit's Rugs and Linens located in Tulsa?
That's a good question, because although the family did fairly well in the 20s, after the Depression, they never quite recovered. The result was they were never able to build a building of their own or have a store in a building that they had a financial interest in. So during the 44 years that the store was in existence, from 1912 to 1956, we were in six different locations downtown, because every time the landlord would increase the rent, the folks would move to another location. Their first location in Tulsa was at 4th and Main, right on the corner. The Majestic Theater was right next door. Mother said that there was a hole in the bathroom wall, and at times of the day when there were no customers, she could look through that hole at the movie being shown in the Majestic. Anyway, they were there for several years and then moved to 414 South Boston, which was directly across the street from the entrance to the Phil Tower. They were there for something like 13 years or more, and then moved, the next time there was an increase in rent, next door to Jenkins Music Company at 517 South Main. We were there for 9 years. When I was born, they were in the Boston location. but I remember more about being right next door to Jenkins, and I could go into the store and listen to records and doodle on the piano, that sort of thing. Well, after 9 years there, they moved right straight across the street, next door to the Elephant Trunk Company. That address, instead of 517, was 516 South Main. We were there for a bunch of years. I wrote a reader's report about that for the Tulsa World several years ago, showing each place we had been. We then moved next to Herald's newsstand, which was between 6th and 7th on Main Street. So we were always right in that area between 4th and Main and 7th and Main, and on Boston just that one time when we were at the Phil Tower building. But from that location by Herald's, we moved to our final location, which was right across the alley east of the Ritz Theater at, I think it was 12 West 4th. Then in 1956, my uncle was crossing 3rd Street after he, mother, and dad had taken the bus from downtown. They would have gotten off the bus at 3rd and Olympia on the way to New Block Swimming Pool in the New Block Park. Uncle was kind of in his own world in his older years, and he just started walking across 3rd Street without paying any attention to the traffic. And a young man whose wife had just gone into labor struck Uncle, and he was killed almost instantly. So then it was necessary to sell the store to settle the estates of the two principal owners, mother and dad, and my uncle. By coincidence, I had just been hired in September of 1955 by the University of Tulsa. Uncle's accident was a month later in October. I was coping with a new job at TU, which I was responsible half of my time for running the student-operated non-commercial station, KWGS, and then the other half time teaching courses in broadcasting. If you can imagine what it would be like to go from being a radio announcer into a university situation where you were running a station and teaching courses, and then Uncle's accident, and I had to go downtown frequently toward the end of the day while the going out of business sale was being carried on. It took 6 months from October until, I think, April of 1956 before everything had been sold to the Bare Walls. It was sad because no one had been interested in buying the store and keeping it going. So when it was finally sold, I was tremendously relieved because then I could concentrate on TU